Welcome back to Keep Idaho Red Radio. You're listening on KIDO, 580 AM, 107.5 FM, and on KLIX in the Magic Valley. I'm with Tom Luna. And Tom, we just had a fantastic discussion about House Bill 1 and about conservative tax policy in general and how that's been executed over the last several years. But now we want to talk about another very important topic to the conservative Republican movement, and that is the pro-life topic. And we have the director, founder of Idaho Chooses Life, David Ripley, with us this morning, Tom. And good morning to you, David.
Good morning, you guys. It's an honor to be with you again.
So, David, just remind us a little bit. Last time we had you on the show, it was the pre-decision, right? It was pre-Dobbs versus Mississippi. And then this landmark decision comes down, Roe versus Wade is overturned. It's back to the states now. You've been very involved in really crafting the state's approach to the pro-life movement. So maybe talk about what's changed in terms of Idaho policy post-Dobbs versus Mississippi. Let's start there.
Well, the fact is we have witnessed a monumental sea change in the state of Idaho. The trigger law, which we sponsored in 2020, took effect on August 25th. And as of that day, virtually all abortions in the state of Idaho are now a crime. We've restored the law as it was prior to Roe. From the time that Idaho was a territory, the people of Idaho resolved that babies in the womb deserved legal protection, and it was a criminal act until 1973. There are exceptions in the law, which I think are very important to making the law work as a practical matter and being compassionate with difficult circumstances. We have exceptions in cases of rape and incest in the life of the mother. Contrary to what you may be reading in the Idaho Statesman or other such, journals of bias, the fact is that law is eminently workable. It allows for doctors to make decisions to protect both the baby's life and the mother's life. And that is an approach that I think is not only sound, it's morally correct, and it's the only possible law that can be supported by the people of Idaho, in my opinion.
So let's talk a little bit about that. You spent many, many years really crafting this legislation. So for you personally, what did it mean when you saw that Dobbs versus Mississippi decision come down? And then what was it like for you on August 25th?
Well, the fact is, some folks have suggested that I never wanted the abortion issue to end because I was on some kind of gravy train. But, the truth is that's not how this is going to work, and it's not how it's actually worked. I've actually been busier since the Alito draft was leaked than I've ever been in the history of this ministry. Because there are so many challenges and there are so much work to be done. And I guess in some way I answer you that way because I've been so preoccupied with the details and the next thing to do that I don't know that I've really processed altogether what has actually happened. I've been working on this issue for almost 30 years, and I always knew that we would see the day when Roe would fall because it was so unjust and it was so wrong for a people as great as America to tolerate. But I also never quite believed I'd be alive to see that day come. And when we passed the trigger law in the 2020 session, I knew it was a great law. It's the gold standard of the pro-life movement. It's been used by other states. But the notion of when that law would take effect, how quickly it would become real. You know, I had no idea at the time that we got that law passed. It really was an act of faith on the part of Idaho Chooses Life and on the part of those good-hearted legislators like Megan Blanksba and others in the legislature who helped me get that bill, you know, put into law. We have a great governor, a pro-life governor, who supported that legislation and has worked hard to defend that legislation. I think it's going to take the people of Idaho some time to grasp the full ramifications of what has happened and what it will mean for the society, what it's going to mean, the blessings it's going to bring, and the challenges it will bring. And I guess I will say this, you know, I think God has answered the prayers of many faithful people over a long period of time. I think it was a miracle that not only did we get the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on overturning Roe, we have an early indication that the Idaho Supreme Court is going to deny the idea that there is a right to abortion under the Idaho Constitution. The battle is intense. This windmill case in the federal court, you know, one of the things that I tumbled to that I'd like to mention to your listeners, Idaho is actually the epicenter of the national abortion fight today. In his courtroom right now, we have if you look at the criminal complaint or the civil complaint filed by the federal government, it reads, the United States of America versus the state of Idaho. I've never seen a brief that looked like that, right? It's usually the department of this or the secretary of that is suing one entity or another. And it starts out by saying that the United States of America versus the state of Idaho. But more than that, it turns out that we now have a majority of the states of the country weighing in on this case in Windmill's courtroom. There are 20 states plus the District of Columbia who have filed briefs in his court asking him to strike down our trigger law. We have another 16 states who have filed briefs in his courtroom asking him to uphold our trigger law. The math of it is we have 37 states who have taken a position in his courtroom right now in Boise, Idaho. It's almost like a replay of the Civil War in a weird kind of way, right? And then you have 13 states who haven't said anything yet. They're still trying to figure out what the politics of the whole thing are. Those are the border states, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, it's kind of a marvel that our law has gotten that kind of attention. But I think it also demonstrates how important that law is and the fight that we're going to have for the next several years. Idaho is going to help lead the country back to a pro-life value system.
Amen.
So, folks, we're visiting with David Ripley with Idaho Chooses Life here on Keep Idaho Red Radio program. And, Dave, real quick, why was Idaho chosen as the state and the only state that the federal government chose or the United States of America chose to sue in this matter? Other states have trigger laws and,
right.
and similar type of laws. Why Idaho?
Well, the fact is, I think there are three reasons for that. The first is that we have the best trigger law in the country. The second is we happen to have Judge Lynn Windmill still serving as a federal district judge, and his record on the abortion issue he and I have been in battle about the same length of time. I think he became a federal judge in the late 90s, about the time I started this ministry. We have been in front of his court, I don't know, a dozen times. We're over whatever the number is, over 90, right? And the third reason is they got the Ninth Circuit. So I think that the Biden administration was, this is a national strategy, right? Using this Medicare law to try to renationalize the abortion debate is part of a national plan to appease their Planned Parenthood friends. The first case is critical to win so that they can try to duplicate this in other states. I don't believe that they are ultimately going to prevail. I think this is going to turn into a U.S. Supreme Court case because I think the U.S. Supreme Court is going to reject what Biden is trying to do through this lawsuit. But I do want to just emphasize for your listeners the importance of looking through the right end of the telescope on all these lawsuits. The situation is this: regardless of what Windmill has said or done in this case, the fact is 99% of abortions in the state of Idaho remain illegal. His ruling up to this point is limited to hospitals and the emergency rooms in hospitals. It does not legalize any abortions. It doesn't do Planned Parenthood one bit of good. We're talking about the impact of his ruling, even if it were to stand, is a matter of a few dozen abortions over the course of a year. The fact of the matter is that right now you have Planned Parenthood parking lots that are empty. And I cannot tell you the profound victory that is for the people of Idaho.
All right. Hey, Dave, we got about a minute or a little less, and I want to make sure we touch on the fact that your effort, your ministry, the trigger law, that and talk about the fact that when we talk about pro-life, we're talking about two lives. We're talking about a mother and a baby, and how that has to be part of the path forward.
Absolutely. The fact of the matter is that the reason we value lives in the womb is because we value all human life, and from conception till natural death. That is the core heartbeat of the pro-life movement, and it always has been. And it derives from a belief that we are created in God's image, and that is where we get our value from. And that, the fact of the matter is that one of the things I'm most proud of in that trigger law is the requirement that even in those hard cases where an abortion might be required, the doctor has a legal duty under that trigger law to protect that baby's life and to save that baby's life if it is at all practicable. And we are, it's going to take time for this law to settle in and for the culture to be impacted. But the fact is, we have an opportunity now. The pro-life community, the Christian community, has an opportunity right now to build a new culture in Idaho. And I ask your listeners to help me do that.
Well, David, we thank you for all the work you've been doing over the decades. We know this is a personal story for you. We know you've had a personal story that you had to deal with abortion in your own life, and you've turned that into this special ministry called Idaho Chooses Life. And now you're looking at the benefits and the rewards from that multi-decade commitment. So we thank you for being on Keep Idaho Red Radio. And our listeners are there to support and pray for you for sure. We will be back to see you next Saturday on Keep Idaho Red Radio. Goodbye from Vic and Tom.